Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
I'm Brian Lowe for Toyota's Patriots Today. Rob Gronkowski has been back on the practice field for the Patriots this week following off-season surgeries on his back and forearm. On Wednesday, inside the locker room, he talked about his progress.
Doing good.
Do you feel like you could go now, or what are your thoughts on when you will be ready?
When I'll be ready. Right now, we just take it day by day. And improving a lot. Been improving since last week. Been improving since 3 weeks ago. And the only thing I can ask out of myself, the coaches ask out of me, the trainers ask out of me, is just to take every day at a time and just to improve every day and just focus on that day to get better.
What would you say your percentage is out of 100? Where are you right now?
I really don't have a percentage. I don't really think about percentages like that where my body's at. The only thing I'm really focused on is improving every day. And if I'm improving every day, then I'm moving in the right direction. And that's all you can ask for, moving in the right direction at all times and improving every day to get better. And it's just fun being back out there. Putting the pads on, just having them on, man, makes me happy again. I love this game. Definitely miss the game of football, just going out there and practicing with my teammates, and miss doing the grind with my teammates, miss being out there with the coaches, everything. So it's just awesome to be back out there and with the team and focusing on and getting things done.
Putting your pads on this week, do you feel like your progress is pretty good just for being?
Yes, making progress every week and getting out there is another step forward. And just got to take positive steps forward and keep it reevaluate every single day to where I am.
How difficult have the last 4 or 5 months been, just kind of mentally knowing how many, you know, what you've gone through and knowing what kind of rehab you have to go through?
It was difficult, but I'm past that all. And today, today's a new day, and the only thing I can do is look forward. I mean, I'm not thinking about the past anymore. That's all in the past, and the only thing I can do now is improve on getting back out there.
Have you had any setbacks since training camp opened in July?
Nope. Just been progressing every day, moving forward. And that's what I plan on doing every day, taking every step.
How is encouraging it to not have any setbacks?
It's good. I mean, that's the whole plan. And about listening to the trainers, listening to the coaches, and taking it day by day to where we make progress every day.
For you, with your kind of surgery, it takes about 10 weeks to heal. If there's been no setbacks, 10 weeks would be this weekend.
It doesn't matter about what that says. It just matters about how your body feels, how the rehab program's going, and how you're progressing every day. So just look forward every day, and I'm not counting by since when my surgery was that day. I'm coming back now. I don't work like that. The trainers don't work like that, and we just work going day by day.
Rob, with you being such a competitor, what was this last year like for you with all these injuries and staying out?
It's all in the past now. I mean, I don't really want to get to that where all the last year, how I felt and everything, that doesn't matter anymore. It's irrelevant now. And the only thing relevant is moving forward and getting better every day and progressing.
With all the surgeries that you've had, though, are you pleasantly surprised that you are where you are at this stage?
No, not at all. I mean, it just takes hard work, dedication, and listening to your trainers, listening to your coaches, and that's all I can ask out of myself. That's all the trainers can ask out of me. That's all the coaches. That's all the teammates can ask out of me is just give what I have for that day and progress every day.
As your participation increases, are there any activities or movements that you're a little more wary of?
No. I mean, that's the whole point of the rehab system. Progressing from the following weeks, obviously I'm doing way more things than I was 6 weeks ago, and that's why it's a whole process of rehab and just moving forward and taking it day by day and doing more every day. So it's coming along well, and just got to keep progressing.
Are you checking? You check in with the trainers every day and you say, "Oh, I'm feeling good, better. You know, all right, let me do more."
I mean, we collaborate as a team. And how I'm feeling that day and how my body's reacting, and every week we step it up a notch, obviously, and that's all you can ask for.
Has it been tough to prepare yourself physically for this season as you have in other seasons, given the things you've had to deal with, and, you know, being in like the weight room and and stuff like that? Do you feel as physically prepared?
Do I feel physically prepared? I mean, that's kind of obvious answer. I mean, I couldn't really do what I usually do all off seasons, but that's what this time is for right now, and just progressing and working hard right now to my max of my ability that I can, and in order to get back out there. And it just takes hard work, dedication, and keep on grinding in order to that to happen.
Gronk, obviously the tight end core has changed quite a bit since last season. Your thoughts on the new core? No Aaron here, obviously. What are your thoughts on the new group of receivers around you?
They're all hard workers, and they're great guys, and they listen to the coaches and the teammates. So it's glad to see them out there, and I'm glad to be out there with them and practicing with them now. So it's cool, and it's a good feeling.
Is there some adjustment, you know, from a professional end trying to get used to their timing on the field with you?
I mean, there's an adjustment every single week and every single day. So that's what practice is for. That's what meetings are for. And you just got to keep working hard together to build up some chemistry.
Zach said that you've been – you've been helping him out quite a bit. Does that kind of make you feel like an old veteran?
Oh, man, he's older than me, which is funny. But yeah, he's a good guy, and it's great to have him. He's a hard worker and a good player. So, looking forward to get out there with him and rest of the team, and it's just gonna be a lot of fun.
Do you expect to play on Sunday?
Do I expect to play on Sunday? I'm preparing every single day to the max of my ability, and preparing every day like to the best I can. And when my number's called, that's when I'll play. And I couldn't tell you when that would be.
Is the forearm issue behind you at this point? It's all about the back.
I just. Yeah, I will. just rehabbing everything. I need a full body, the whole body strong, and just got to keep on grinding and keep on working all aspects of the body in order to get back out there. And it's not just the forearm and back, obviously. I mean, when you take off little like that, you got to get conditioned again. You got to get stronger throughout your whole body, your legs, your upper body, your arms. So. That's all a play too, and you just can't jump out there just because your arm's ready. I mean, you gotta get your whole body ready, and that's what takes the hard work, the dedication, the conditioning, and everything to get back out there, and that all plays a factor. All righty.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.